This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just over a week now until the government may not be able to pay all its bills. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have met at the White House, and both of them sound upbeat. But there's no agreement yet. The AP's Sagar Magani.
As they began talks in the Oval Office.
We're optimistic we may be able to make some progress.
And afterward.
I felt we had a productive discussion. We don't have an agreement yet.
Both men call the talks productive and praise the other's seriousness, but there are still basic differences.
Make sure the wealthy pay their fair share. I think revenue matters.
No, we're not looking at revenues.
McCarthy says it's not a revenue problem, it's a spending problem.
The time of spending more money in America in government is wrong.
The speaker said negotiators would work through the night and he and the president would talk daily. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Florida's new law blocking Chinese citizens and some other foreigners from buying some land is drawing a legal challenge. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The suit filed in a federal court by the American Civil Liberties Union claims that the law unfairly targets foreign citizens because of the actions of their governments. The new law applies to land near military installations and critical infrastructure and also affects citizens of Cuba, Venezuela, Syria, Iran, Russia, and North Korea. U.S.-China ties are strained amid growing tensions over security and trade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Emergency shelters in Guam are filling up as residents get ready for a typhoon. This could be a Category 4 storm when it hits around midday Wednesday local time. Winds may be 140 miles per hour. Strike at New York City's Elmhurst Hospital Center. About 160 resident physicians began their strike yesterday over pay. This is AP News. Now to a years-old mystery.
Portuguese police have resumed searching for Madeleine McCann, the British toddler who disappeared in the country's Algarve region in 2007. Media assemble as police teams arrive and erect tents and cordons in the area by the Arade Dam, about 30 miles from Praia da Luz, where the three-year-old was last seen alive. On Monday, Portuguese judicial police released a statement confirming local media reports that they would conduct the search at the request of the German authorities and in the presence of British officials. In mid-2020, Germany's police identified Christian Bruckner, a 45-year-old German citizen who was in the Algarve in 2007, as a suspect in the case. Bruckner has denied any involvement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.